been pretty crazy. I mean, it's always seemingly just nonstop busy, but every time you get a break, it just piles up. But I love it. It's great.
So you and your wife, you're expecting a baby in next month, in March, right?
Yeah, in like a week or...
Oh, my God.
That's a couple so weeks.
Soon. Are you all prepped and, I guess, ready, as however ready you can be?
The thing is, here's the trick, I think, is that, like, you're never actually ready. You just kind of, you just figure it out. You got to go in there, obviously get the bottles, get the diapers, get whatever you can and be ready in that sense. But, you know, on the other side, there's nothing that can prepare you for, like, the sleep deprivation and everything like that.
I have no kids, but my friends, they're all kind of starting to have kids now. And they're all like, oh, my God, I cannot sleep anymore. And I'm like, that sucks. I'm still sleeping until, like, 10 o'clock.
That's amazing. And I tell everybody, like, just if you don't have kids, sleep in, just do it. It's great though. We're ready though, and we're excited. And it's always, when you're in the middle of it, it's a beautiful thing. So we're really excited.
Nice. Well, I'm excited for you as well. And then you have a latest single, Telluride. So can you tell us a little bit on what it's about?
Yeah, that one was, it was sent to me by my friend Travis Wood, he's a writer on it. And, you know, I was going through the songs and I saw that title. I was like, well, this is going to be about some girl in Telluride, and I was like, I'll give it a listen anyway. And then I saw the twist on the hook and immediately fell in love with it. I think every great, like, traditional country song has that, like, little twist on the hook a lot of the time. And that's what did it for me. And I just love it.
And you've been nominated for Country Album of the Year for your album, Do It Anyway, at the Junos. So how did it feel when you found out that you've been nominated?
I mean, that's a big one. So anytime that kind of comes across the board, or anything from the Junos or the CCMAs, it's kind of like, it feels really good. You know, you put a lot of work into this and you get caught up in that a lot of the time. So when stuff like this comes across the desk, you just kind of feel good about it, you know, like, oh, like, people are paying attention to what we're doing, and it's a really good feeling.
And then besides your new baby, what do you have coming up for the rest of the year?
I mean, we're about to get a bunch of touring on the agenda, so that's going to be our next step. It always seems like you go out and you play a bunch of shows and then you get to writing and recording, so it's just a fun cycle, you know. It goes fast, but you enjoy every part of it while you're in it.
At the end of my interviews, I have four rapid fire questions, so you just have to answer with the first thing that comes to the top of your head.
You got it.
Okay, first one, what is your go-to karaoke song?
There's a lot of them. King of the Road, Roger Miller.
Nice. Who would play you in a movie?
I'm hoping like a Brad Pitt, but a lot of people say like Brendan Fraser, so I'll take that.
Okay. Do you have an autograph from anyone? And if not, who do you want an autograph from?
I got one autograph from my hero, Shania Twain. So I got that in somewhere in my storage. When I moved, I have a bunch of stuff I still got to go through. But I got one. It's pretty cool.
How did you get that from Shania Twain?
I was at my old label, and they had a box of stuff that they were cleaning out. And I was like, is that what I think it is? And they're like, yeah, just take it. And I was like, I absolutely will. I'll take like 10 of them. So I gave them to a few friends and stuff like that, but I was really excited.
Oh, that's super cool. And then last but not least, where can we find you on social media?
Just Jade Eagleson Music on Instagram, I think, and then just Jade Eagleson everywhere else. Make sure there's a little check mark thing, though, because I, for some reason, have been the victim of hackers and whatever else you call them.
Oh, no, that's the worst. Okay, so we'll look for that blue check mark, and then that's how we know it's you.
Yeah, so someone actually got into my Facebook. I have no idea.
What?
But they're trying to, like, sell a cat or something like that. I was like, that is definitely not me. I don't have any cats. Just not my thing. I'm a border collie kind of guy.
That should have been my question. Do you like cats or dogs? Because I'm a bigger fan of cats.
Oh, you know what? We'll put our differences aside.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk with me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for talking with me.